online, around the world, and on 103.2 FM.
This is PCR.
PCR FM 103.2, it's David Edgeworth on Drive Time. A very good evening to you if you just tuned in. Now, in the studio with me now, we've got Susan from We Love Peterborough. Good afternoon, Susan.
Hello.
Right, okay, so We Love Peterborough, it's a social media group, isn't it?
It's social media and it's online at welovepeterborough.co.uk, so yeah. We're trying to get most places.
Yeah. Okay. So, how many followers have you got at the moment? It's quite a lot.
Well,
isn't it?
we've just gone over the massive milestone of 10,000, and we're sitting around 10,700 followers at the moment, which is astronomical for me, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet you're really pleased.
Very, 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 very pleased. Yeah. Yes.
Great stuff.
It's nice to know that we're actually doing something right, and it means that people actually want to see what we're doing, see what we're writing, and see what we're putting photos up of.
Yeah, and you genuinely love Peterborough, don't you?
I do, yeah. I was born here.
Yeah.
Born at Thorpe Hall, just down the road. And yeah, it's just all about We Love Peterborough. That is what it's about.
And you certainly disagree with that article in Daily Mail today.
Yes, I have seen that today. Nearly fell off my seat.
Yes, I can imagine you did, yes.
Not really happy with that at all. No. Obviously, every city's got its problems. It's got its good points. It's got its bad points. But to say that Peterborough is top of that list is absolutely rubbish.
Yeah, I mean, that particular website that they referred to, I Live Here, you've got to take it with a massive lorry load of salt, I think.
Just unfair.
I think people go on there to vent, don't they? They're set up purposely to rant about your hometown.
It's something I've never ever been on, so I haven't heard of it. I haven't seen it, and it was just a shock today to see that. So I have put my own reply on there to say how good Peterborough is and how nice it is to live in. So hopefully someone will give me some boosts on there today.
It's got a lot to offer, though, hasn't it?
I think it has. Yeah. Wherever you live, you've got lots of different things that you can do, and I think that Peterborough's got as much as the next place with the size of the city that it is.
Yeah.
There's lots of places that I love going to, and I think there's plenty for people to do, whether you're single, whether you're a couple, whether you're a family, whether you're old, whether you're young. I think it's got a lot to offer.
Yeah, I think it has. You know, there's three theatres. There's that massive cinema, isn't there? You know,
and that's definitely
been done up recently.
Yeah.
You know, you've got Fairy Meadows, which was recently voted one of the best attractions in England.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, Fairy Meadows is a place where everyone can go.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are or where you live, you can travel there. All you have to do is pay for your parking and park is free. And there's just so much to offer there. It's just really good to have it within Peterborough.
Yeah, and it's great for shopping as well, isn't it?
It is. I think so. I know that in the past few weeks and whatever, we've lost a few shops, but that's just the same for any city, really.
Yeah, it's par for the course, isn't it, at the moment?
It is, yeah. But we are getting some new ones, and it's nice to see that there is some faith in the city and that there are some big chains coming, like in the past, like a few years, we've had the big people come in, like Wagamama's. We've got Middleton Steak that's come in.
Oh, yes.
And I think the whole area of the city centre just around Cathedral Square is just a really nice place to actually choose where you'd like to eat. And it's just tweaking up some of the little side streets as well, where you go up to Cowgate. And it's just nice to see that Peterborough is booming in the eating industry.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And now, I live about 20 miles away from Peterborough. I live out towards Northampton. And if I want to go big shopping, well, we've got Rushden Lakes nearby, but that's by the by. Before that, if you want a major town, it's either Northampton or Peterborough.
Yeah,
it would be Peterborough that I come to all the time. You know,
I think it's just a nice homey place. Yes, it is. It's a little town because that was obviously what it started out. It was a market town, and we're obviously turning into a bigger city.
Yes,
because that's just what's evolving with how it is. And it's nice to see actually that we've got some satellite places as well, like you've got Serpentine Green out at Hampton, you've got like the Brotherhood's retail outlet, the Boulevard, and it's just nice to see that there's so many other areas which are growing, which is around the suburbs too, which just makes it all one big place to be.
Absolutely. Right, okay, so we'll talk a little bit more. I'm going to play a record now, but I think there's a couple of things that we need to talk about after this song, including how people find the We Love Peterborough Facebook group.
Okay.
Great stuff. Gabrielle and Out of reach. Well, certainly not out of reach. We've got Susan still in the studio from We Love Peterborough. Are you all right?
I'm fine, thank you. A bit more relaxed now.
You got over your initial nerves.
I have, yes.
You're sounding brilliant, though, so don't worry about that whatsoever.
Excellent.
Great. So we're talking about We Love Peterborough, aren't you? The group that you've got set up.
Yes.
So we'll spend the next couple of minutes talking about how people can find you.
Okay, well, the initial setup was on Facebook, so you can find us on We Love Peterborough UK.
Yep.
And on there, you'll basically find our day-to-day postings of anything that we're doing, whether it's going out and having a walk around in the morning and posting photos, which are beautiful, of the cathedral or the River Neen or Frey Meadows or wherever we happen to be.
Yep.
Or it can be shared posts from companies which are around Peterborough, which can be any special offers and things like that that they do. Or basically any events which are happening. So if you need to know what's happening in Peterborough, you can look at our events page and you'll find basically everything which is going on in and around Peterborough.
Great. So how can people actually react to it? So I'm trying to get the page up right now.
Well, they can... on Facebook, they can basically like everything, love it and share it and do whatever you like on Facebook. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
And you'll find us also online at welovepeterborough.co.uk.
And I've got that up right now. It's very, excellent. Very pretty. A lovely night view of Peterborough and the cathedral in the background.
Yes, it's lovely. And you'll find everything on there that you need for things to do, places to stay, activities, visit, anything that you want to do. Just go on the layer and have a look and see what we've written.
Yeah, you know, I think this will be useful for us as well, you know.
Yes, anything, it will be.
Yeah, anything that appears on here, then we can say, right, check this out at the weekend or
that's
whatever.
Right.
So, so that's going to be a great resource for us as well. Yeah. Right. So, so pop onto Facebook, then search for We Love Peterborough UK. That's right, isn't it?
It is.
Instagram as well?
We're on Instagram. Instagram is more about the pretty photos of Peterborough, but yes, you can follow us on there as well.
Yeah, and the website, welovepeterborough.co.uk.
It is, yeah.
Brilliant. Susan, thank you ever so much for coming in and talking to us.
You're welcome.
And we're certainly going to use this as a very, very valuable resource, I think.
Thank you.